Dennis Orme has been a photographer all his life, so he understands that every image has a story behind it. For his new book about his Kauai home, those stories and those images are brought together to evoke the island's colorful past. His book is Seductions of Kauai, History Remembered, and he's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, and thanks for the opportunity.
Sure. Well, you've made some decisions about what you consider to be the significant events and kind of moving, pivoting points of Kauai history, yeah?
Yes. I did a lot of research. I was fortunate enough to get onto the Pacific Missile Range facility. I belonged to the Historical Society, the Kauai Museum. And then I've had a lot of people who were born on the island who have sort of helped me, and that's sort of the Haraguchi family who originally started off in the 1850s with fields and then converted in the 1920s to taro fields. So some wonderful sources of information. And so what I've done is capture a chronological history of the island. Many people have sort of told it to me, starting way back with prehistoric times, the Mahalapu Cave, the Menahuni Ditch, and some of the significant Limahuli Gardens and things like that. And then, of course, you move through and you've got the whole chapter in the Hawaiian Islands, and Kauai in particular, the sugarcane industry, which came to prominence around the time of the American Civil War. It started before that on Kauai, 1855, mm-hmm. but it came to prominence with the American Civil War and very significant part of the economy through to 2010.
Sure. How do you go about illustrating that, Dennis?
So what I've done is I've captured modern-day photographs of the old sugar mills that were abandoned, you know, prior to 2010. Mm-hmm. I've got, you know, quite a lot of rich history on the sugar mills, and then, of course, I swapped over, and then I looked at the religious history going back to 1834, when there was a lot of attempts by missionaries to convert Hawaiians to Christianity, and so there's a lot of churches and rich history on those churches on the island. And then sort of coming forward, there's the pineapple industry, again, which was very, very significant to the island for many, many years. And so what I've done is capture probably about 104 images in the book of the old plantation narrow gauge railways, as I said, through to the churches, even back to what I call Myrtle the Turtle. It's kind of a fun shot, but prehistorically, the turtles came to the Hawaiian Islands about 10 million years ago.
So really, you're able to see a lot of the evidences of the past in your present-day photography.
Oh, absolutely. So in the book itself, I've probably got about 15 photographs of different churches, and probably the strongest image of a church on this island for me is Lahui Lutheran Church. The Germans came to the island back in the 1880s, and they wanted to be reminded of their long voyage. So they built this Lutheran church, and it looks like a ship. So inside the church, the floor slopes. The balcony is actually the bridge of the ship. The ceiling is the upturned hull. And then, of course, the pulpit is one of the lookouts on the ship. And to me, that's one of the best landmarks on the island.
I would think so, yeah. And that's a perfect example of how history can be evoked in an image, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And, of course, you know, other things like the Hanalei Bridge. There was a bridge built across the Hanalei River. It was a wooden bridge back in the 1800s, 1895 to be exact. And then New York designed and built a bridge back in 1912. They shipped it here and had it assembled. And then, of course, that bridge was recreated in 2003. So there's a rich history of this bridge back to its original design.
I would think that your connection to the Historical Society would be extremely valuable in terms of accumulating all this. There's a lot of
absolutely valuable, and things like the Ahukini Wharf. There used to be 11 places around the island where they picked up sugar cane and dropped off supplies. In 1898, they built the Ahukini Wharf, and that operated through to 1930. So I've got the remnants of that wharf. And, of course, then the Nawali Harbour came into being in the 1930s, and there was a big sugar silo on the top of the hill, which still exists today, so it's another way of sort of capturing the history. The Historical Society has been just a wonderful source for me.
Did you know a lot about this before you started, or did a lot of your education about the content of the book come while you were creating it?
Yeah, I've been coming here. I'm originally from New Zealand, but I spent 20 years in Houston. I started coming here around 1983. So over the years, I've sort of garnered a lot of knowledge. And then, of course, the last 2 years, I've been living on the island. And a surprising source of information for me has been, dare I say it, the security guards and the bellhops at the Marriott Resort and some of the other facilities on the island, because they were born on the island, remember a lot of these historical things. For example, most people think there's only one swing bridge on the island in Hanapepi, but there are actually four swing bridges, and security guards and people showed me where these other bridges were, so it's just been great.
What that indicates, Dennis, is that if you want to find out about the history of an area, talk to the people who live there, right?
Yes, yeah. Talk to the locals. They have the knowledge and they have the stories. A lot of the stories, of course, are still undocumented, even though the Historical Society's got some good reference points. When you start talking to families, it's really interesting what you learn from them.
Sure.
And the book itself is going to be launched next Tuesday the 28th at the Kauai Museum, and the mayor is giving a blessing over the book, so I'm absolutely humbled by that.
Well, it's an indication of the kind of interest there is in not just history, but in the kind of the things that you see around you on Kauai, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, you know, they're interested in the history, but they're not interested in spending hours and hours reading history books. And so if I can capture it photographically and give some good descriptions with it, I think there's probably an audience that would prefer to see it that way rather than a lot of different printed books.
Well, anything that gets history to the people, right?
Exactly.
Thanks
and
very
it
much
never
for
be forgotten.
Yeah. Thanks very much for talking with us, Dennis.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dennis Orme is a photographer whose new book is Seductions of Kauai, History Remembered. There's a book launch next Tuesday at the Kauai Museum in Lihue at 5:30, and it's free. You can find out more about the book on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
There's a place I recall, not too big, facts kind of small. The people there know they got it all. The simple life for me. Hele'o tu kawaii, hanalei ba'i.